What stands out to you about their pass defense, which is ranks pretty highly, even though they don't have a whole lot of big names in their back seven?
Well, I think it's their defense. I look at their whole defense, not just their pass defense. It's all coordinated very well. They're very strong up front. They get a good rush. That obviously helps the pass defense. But the guys back there are playing well. I think they're playing better than they did early in the year. So they're just playing very, very well as a defense entirely.
Tom, what separates good receivers from great receivers when it comes to getting open in the red zone?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, sometimes it's a physical stature. Sometimes it's just a great route running. Sometimes it's just great hands. And if you have a guy who has all those attributes, then obviously that's a rare guy. But, things happen quicker in the red zone. The windows are smaller, so the quarterback has to get the ball out quicker and fit it into windows. So the receivers have to find those windows and make contested catches because the guys usually aren't wide open in the red zone.
Hey, Tom, you've obviously been around Aaron a long time. What allows him to play effectively when maybe he's not healthy, like the calf in 2014 when he still played really well, or the hamstring the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's just he prepares well, so he knows what to expect going into a game. He has he plays the game all week mentally so that when the game comes, he's already thought through things that might have happened. And, that he's been able to play through injury, not just the last couple of years. Early in his career, he had a bad shoulder that, where he didn't practice probably for a month, but he still played and played at a high level. So that's a testament to him getting ready during the week and then being able to fight through it physically.